Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio at the Divine Connection Prayer Line. We glorify and magnify the Lord because He's truly worthy to be praised. There is none like Him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Thy name shall be praised. We glorify the Lord today and thank the Lord for He is so wonderful. He's magnificent. And every time I think of the goodness of Jesus, I can't help but praise God. Hallelujah. Glorify His magnificent name. Oh, I thank God for Jesus. He is our Savior. He's our deliverer. He's our healer. He's our strong tower. He's our high tower. He's, glory to God, the God of our salvation, the author, finish of our faith. He's the Messiah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord, for He is King of kings, Lord of lords. We bless Him and thank Him, glory to God, for being so marvelous and wonderful and being our intercessor, our advocate. We thank God that we can call upon His name and He'll answer. Thank God for the Father, El Shaddai, Almighty God, the all-blessed one, the all-sufficient one. I bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Oh, I just thank the Lord for His goodness, because without Him we can do nothing, but through Him we can do all things. And so with not further ado, I just want to give God praise and thanking Him so much for He is so marvelous and the things that He's placed upon our heart to do and to accomplish, that if we just trust in Him and give praise and honor to Him and just hold on to faith, we will see the magnificent hand of God do great and mighty things. So, tonight, glory to God, we have so much to be thankful for in the midst of all the different situations and circumstances that have occurred in our lives. We can trust God that He's going to bring us through, bring us out. He is so magnificent. So I want you to just tune into thinking of the goodness of Jesus and His marvelous work, and think more on the blessed plan that He has for us than that the enemy has that's against us, because greater is He on the inside of us than he that's after us. And what the enemy wants us to do is focus on him that's after us and what we're going through instead of who we're going through and who is our Savior and who is our Deliverer. So if we could just focus on just trusting Him to bring us through and bring us out, we're going to see some marvelous and great and magnificent things transpire even at this hour with everything that's going on in the cosmos right about now in the world and all those things that are happening over to God in our nation and across the seas and over the airways and the various things that we hear from the media and things going on in the neighborhood and the crime, the suicide. That our God is still God. He's the same place He was when His Son was on that cross and when He went through on our behalf to bring us through redeeming us back into the Father as He being the ultimate sacrifice and all the suffering, everything He went and His suffering and dying and being raised and resurrected so we can be redeemed. So we have so much to be grateful for. True enough, we have some trying times and testing times, but He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver them out of them all. We hear about the sickness and disease, but nevertheless, He's already did that at Calvary. It's that thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but He came to give us life and life more abundantly. So nevertheless, if we can just keep the faith, hold fast to faith, and don't allow the enemy to steal and rob us of our peace and of our joy, we're going to be able to be a partaker and also be a vessel to transport the anointing for people's lives to be changed by the power of the Holy Spirit of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. See salvation, deliverance, and healing take place. Praise God. We'll see doors open, promotions. We'll see people, glory to God, being able to walk in joy and peace and not being tormented, not being feeling like they got to check out because there's no way out, but they will find out that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So I'm telling you, if we would just get on board and be on one accord, I'm telling you, there's a power that will be in operation in this earth realm that will cause so many miraculous and fantastic things to take place that it will just be mind-boggling. But it's going to take faith, going to take submission, going to take obedience. So I just want to bless the Lord tonight and give him glory and just thank him because he's worthy to be praised. So the enemy is trying to fight us tonight to can't get signed in. Whatever the problem is, preferably it'll get rectified. If not, we're going to go on and pray by faith. So it's kind of like got me out there not being able to see who we have on board tonight for prayer. But as the lines open, prayerfully, my sisters will, when the request is made for the prayer, they'll just pop up like popcorn because they're already anointed. The word is in them. The fire is in them. And all we need to do is open our mouth and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have free reign. So at this time, I just want to praise the Lord just for a moment of thanksgiving and give him glory and praise just through a praise song of thanksgiving. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amazing grace. Shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I don't know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. He looked beyond all of my faults and he saw my need. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless has done great things. Bless his holy name. Father, I do bless you tonight. And I do give you glory and I do give you honor. Without you, Lord God, we can do nothing. But through you, my Lord Jesus, we can do all things. God, we glorify you and thank you for Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, Lord God, for him being our deliverer. Thank you, Lord God, for you being El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah's alone, our God of peace, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being our provider, the provisions that being made. Thank you that you supply our needs according to your riches and glory. God, it's not predicated on our goodness. It's not predicated on what we do or don't do. It's because of your love and because of your mercy, because of your grace. So, God, help us just to appreciate you more and celebrate you more and walk in obedience more and just submit ourselves to you and your word more and to seek out your face and study your word. God, we want to, glory to God, hear from you, but we know, glory, that we have to have that relationship. We have to have that place where we can be able to call upon your name and have the confidence that you'll answer, because the fact is you will know, glory, that we're not just calling upon you just for our desires and our wants and our needs, that, glory to God, we love you and we're, glory to God, appreciate you and adore you and be willing to pick up our cross and follow you and sacrifice, glory to God, what you said in your word and when you told us, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're to be in a place, glory to God, that our desires become your desire. Our will is your will, glory to God. Our sacrifice in ourselves. And it can't, glory to God, compare to what you've already did and went through on our behalf. We thank you, glory to God, for the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you for the power of being able to speak and decree and declare that we can have the authority through Jesus Christ and his name, that we have the power of authority, that we can speak and decree those things that are not as though they were. We can trust you, glory to God, that when you did speak a thing or you said a thing or said through us, that, glory to God, your word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that it set out to do, long as we're lining up and following up or whatever you say do, when you say do it, and how you say do it. God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us in our shortcoming. Help us in those areas where we transgress in deeds or thoughts or things that are not lining up in the way that you want, glory to God, not in a permissive will, but in the perfect will of the Lord. So, God, help us to strive more and more and more, that we'll keep our eyes fixed on you, that we don't get so caught up and contaminated by the cares of this life and the things of this life and allowing, glory to God, things or people or other things to entice us or causing our own flesh to rise up and exalt itself above you in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you right now, glory to God, to help us and help us not to be in denial and justify about us and always got the spotlight on somebody else. Glory to God. You said, how can two walk together unless they agree? You done told us, glory to God, the blind can't lead the blind. And if we always murmuring and complaining and always pointing fingers and sowing discord and whatever, we're coming against the body. We're coming against ourselves. So you said the body in the body itself, I mean, in the kingdom, you said if it's divided against itself, it can't stand, and it's the same as a house. So, God, we're asking you, glory to God, for us being as a part of the house of God, that we will stand firm, hold fast, seek out your face and walk in the peace of God, walk in trusting you and walking in forgiveness and love and not having dissension and chaos and confusion among us. Help us to know that the real devil, the real enemy, is not flesh and blood, and that even though the vessels may be used by the enemy, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, have such a relationship and have such a discernment, have such a true understanding of what your word is saying, that we won't get caught up in the hype and what's going on, so the enemy won't easily trick us and sway us, and before we know, we're acting just like the world. We know different and so forth. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to help us. But those that are standing strong, standing firm, been hurt, been abused, been accused, ostracized and criticized for the gospel's sake and trying to do what's right, God, I pray you continue to bless them, breathe on them, help them to know that you have not forgotten their labor of love. Continue to strengthen them that they will continue to stand and do what God's requiring of this hour. We ask you for your blood covering, your protection, your shield. Help us to stay alert in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Help us to be able so to know your word, know your voice, glory to God, and understand clarity of thought, glory to God, so we are not get caught up, glory to God, on feelings and emotions and whatever else someone else is saying. So that way when you speak, even if there's nobody else seeming to agree, we know the greater one on the inside. When we know it's your voice, you're the majority. God, we need to know you like that. We need to know it so we won't be so easily persuaded, glory to God, about the things that are going on. And we won't be so quick to speak and not allow the Holy Spirit to speak through us. You said, let's go, I put a watch over our mouth. And you said in your word, as you said in James, the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. And you told us also about that little tongue, how it can go over to God, be ablaze like a fire, and just strike of a fire, and it cause things over to God to just to be so torn down and destructive. And what we know what fire can do, and that we have the fire of that tongue that caused so much busybody and chaos and confusion and this and that, and I don't agree and complaining. It brings destruction. It does not build up if it's not speaking the things of God. So we ask you, Lord God, to help us in the body of Christ so we can be builders. We can be able to build us, and we can be able those things that need to be torn down that's contrary to your will of the kingdom of the enemy, so we can build the kingdom of God. We just bless you today. You are so wonderful. Thank you for your healing power, deliverance power. Go over that, no matter what the enemy say, when he's coming up with so much sickness and disease in the body of Christ. We believe in your word by your stripes. We know that, Lord God, the affliction may come, but God, this too shall pass. We ask you, Lord God, as we pray and believe you by faith, healing and deliverance is going to take place even the more in the body of Christ, first of all, and even for those that don't know you, the pardon of sins, that they may come to know you as God, you bring about healing and deliverance. Not for them to go back out and continue to do what they were doing or do it worse than what they were doing, but God, for you to, for fame of the anointing, glory to God, for yokes to be destroyed, for people's lives to be changed, and glory to God, for them to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. I just thank you so much. God, in the midst of our dilemmas, in the midst of our challenge, in the midst of the different trials on this journey, God, you're still so wonderful. When we look back where we came from and what you done brought us through, even though some challenges may come, it may be a little difficult sometimes, it's not worth going back, because when we think of the goodness of Jesus and what he brought us out and what he's brought us through and what the enemy is trying to trick us to do, glory to God, hallelujah, he is a liar, and it's not worth giving him any attention, any time, and so forth, to try to slow walk us back or try to pull us or maneuver us or massage us to get back there. So, God, we got to keep those cares being cast upon you, those concerns and those things, glory God, that the enemy challenges with, that release those burdens back to you. You said, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to you and you give us rest. We bless you today. We thank you, God. We exalt your name. We glorify you. You are so miraculous and so marvelous. There is none there. We thank you, Lord God, for coming in the midst of all our dilemmas, in the midst of the situations. Even when, glory to God, things look like they're going as the worst, God, sometimes you turn back around and you do some miraculous things in the worst of situations. But like even when you went to the cross, when the enemy thought, glory to God, it was over, if he knew what, glory to God, was transpired all the way from that time all the way to 2016, he would have never let you go, glory to God, hallelujah, to Calvary. But God, in the midst, would look like everything is over. You got a way of turning things around, and good and miraculous, marvelous, wonderful, fantastic, phenomenal things come to pass. So God, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, not look at our situation certainly, but look to the hills which cometh our help, realizing it does come from you, and you are the author and the finish of our faith. And no weapon formed is not going to prosper. It's been lingering, and things been happening, and stuff been going on, but he wants us to look at the sight instead of looking at faith and looking at you, so that way we can get caught up in the hype and we can miss what you're doing. And in the midst of it all, examine ourselves to make sure that we're walking upright before you in the name of Jesus, that we're doing what you require of us. And if it's something that we're just going through for righteousness' sake, or if it's something we're going through for God to open eyes of others or ourselves, or something you want us to be able to see and for us to correct, or either for this flesh to die, our eyes to come open, so be it, Lord, let thy will be done. But help us to know you even the more, even through the suffering, even through the disappointment, even through the anguish, even through the high times and low times. God, even that I may know you, even in the pardon of our sins, and we know you even in the midst of going without the trials and the challenges, and just get stronger and stronger in you. So that means when the enemy does come like a flood, God will raise up a standard. God, I thank you so much for your loving kindness. Without you, we can do nothing. Great is thy faithfulness. We honor you tonight, Lord. We give you glory. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that will come against the prayer, come against this prayer line, come against the anointing, the ministry, our lives, our children, and everything else, that glory to God, that pertains to the blessings that you have for us. We cancel the assignment and loosen from his assignment. Cancel the assignment and then loosen from his assignment against us. And we speak glory to God, blessings, and your will be done in Jesus' name. We love you tonight, and we give you glory. I'm excited about Jesus. Challenges may be there, but I'm seeing the hand of God moving in such a miraculous. I can't help but praise him, because we're going to praise our way through the things that God is doing, and we've seen his hand so many times. We get so focused on what God wants instead of what we want and what we're going through. We thank you for the financial blessings, the spiritual blessings, the healings, the deliverance, and all that he's doing among us. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Prayerfully, the lines is open. Whoever the Lord has blessed us, I cannot see who's there tonight. If you're there, praise the Lord. The line is open for you to pray. Whether it's Mother McCormick, Pastor Bird, which we're going to be praying for her about her legs, with that attack that came up against that anointed vessel again, whether it's Pastor Tweedy, whether it's Mother Alexander, whether it's Minister Kincaid, Elder, or whether it's Prophetess Bradshaw, all the prayer warriors and other ones that God has blessed, we just thank God for you. So if you're there, so be it, because like I said, right now we done had a little challenge with the computer. The enemy wants to fight and won't let me log in, but I know God is blessed. And if not, we're going to pray nevertheless. Power of prayer is in you, so and in me, so nevertheless, if we got to carry it on and do intercessory prayer, God's word is going to go forth through the power of prayer and tearing down these strongholds. We glorify and magnify his name. At this time, the line will be open. If Pastor Dorsey is there, if she needs to open the line for any of you, if she's on the line doing the switchboard, she'll be able to see. If not, like I said, we're just going to bless the line. You just open your own line and just pray as God leads you. Amen. Amen. Oh, one great thing that this young lady did not do that we do not want to let it the time pass. It was something that he has placed with them as you preparing yourself. It's Jesus Calling Bible says, and depending on him. I'm not sure. We may have read this one, had a couple repeats before, but this is what's tonight. Depending on him, in my unfailing love, I will lead you. Everything else, everyone else may fail you, but I never will. You live in a world of brokenness where promises and guarantees often come to naught. However, my love for you is not of this world. It is constant, perfect, inexhaustible. Nothing can separate you from this perpetual flow of love, for I have redeemed you, purchased you with my blood. You belong to me. The bottom line of your life is that I am continuously with you, holding you by your right hand. As you follow the pathway to my holy dwelling place, be aware that you do so in my strength. I strengthen you so that you can persevere in your journey and also glorify me along the way. Some of my followers bring me glory while enjoying vibrant health and multiple successes. Others glorify me in weakness and ongoing struggles, suffering well in the midst of adversity, knowing that I am smiling on you, whether your path or doors or easy, at this time. Continue your journey in my strength, which is limitless. I assure you that your ultimate destination is none other than heaven itself. And we also know God can bless and send us in heavenly places right here. He have a plan for us here, right here on this earth realm. Reference scripture is Exodus 15:13, Deuteronomy 26:15, Psalm 73:23, and 24, Philippians 3:20. Know that the blessing of the Lord added rich and maketh whole sorrow. Praise the Lord. I am going to share with you scripture out of 103 Psalms. Pick up the first and the third verse. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're about there, just a moment. Praise God. Okay, here we are. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your disease, who redeemeth your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth renewed like an eagle. So we end up 1 through 5 of Psalms 103. That's our scripture reading for tonight. At this time, praise the Lord. The lines may be open for the prayer warriors to pray. Amen. Is anyone online at this time? Dr. Dorsey, if you're there, we certainly would need your assistance. Praise the Lord. Glory to his holy name. Anyone of the prayer warriors online tonight to pray? I hope we are not having technical difficulties like last week and some of the lines didn't open up for the ones to pray. Praise the Lord. Father, we do thank you tonight for the power of prayer. As we pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are in need of a healing, and those, glory to God, that need deliverance, where the enemy has, glory to God, plagued their body and come against them with attacks, God, whether it's sugar, diabetes, or whether it's arthritis or aneurysms and heart attacks and stroke and cancer and the lupus and so many other pancreas and lung cancer and all kinds of things that he's, and even tumors and so many things that we have been hearing about what the enemy is doing and some things that he is just creating and causing the body to turn on itself and flesh eating all kinds of wild and crazy and bizarre things and even things that they don't even have names for right now that the enemy is coming in, but and some things that doctors are baffling, don't know what it is. But God, you know all things. You're omnipotent and omnipresent. You know the handiwork of the enemy, all the tricks and the snares and this destruction that he brings to try to cause so much pain and destruction in the bodies. And we know in your word you said, by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wings. We even read the scripture tonight, or what your word says, that bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals your disease, who redeems your life from destruction. And we thank you, Lord God, that that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundant. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that had come, glory to God, to rob people of their life and rob people of their health, rob them, glory out of a peace of mind, and cabin them tormented through pain and agony. In the name of Jesus, we command you to loose your hold, you foul and unclean spirit. Go back to the dry places from whence you came. In the name of Jesus, we thank God, glory to God, that he said we can ask and it shall be given, seek we shall find, and the knock of the door shall be open. And as we seek and knock, I believe you by faith, as we touch and agree, glory to God for healing. You say, any two stand, touch and agree in how you move in the midst. So we believe in, as we come on one accord and agreeing, that God, you bless it and you're going to move in a miraculous way. We thank you, glory to God, that you sent your word to heal, and healing is in your wings. And you even told us in James, you know, for those that are sick, you said, call for the elders of the church and to pray for them. We pray and glory to God for their sick, for their healing and for their deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for what your word has let us know, that God, if we have the faith to believe what your word says and pray by faith and believe, God, what we pray for, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that those prayers will be fulfilled, and glory to God, and destiny will be reached, because the enemy is not going to steal, God, the lives of your people. We're praying, glory to God, against that spirit of destruction that come, glory to God, to rob life. We speak life, and we speak, glory to God, that even those that are going through, that God, you have given them that strength, give them that assurance, come against that spirit of fear. We bind up fear in the name of Jesus, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We'll know that we're going to have some concerns, and sometimes fear might even come in too, but that fear that comes to overwhelm and to torture and to bind and to keep the from moving forward and to trust in the Lord, glory to God, or trusting through to get through it. God, I come against in the fear of what if and maybes, and I don't know, and all this. We curse and cancel those assignments in the name. We cancel that voice right now and plead the blood of Jesus against it, and a deaf ear to everything that's contrary to the will of the Lord that's being spoken, and an open ear and fine keen
attuned ear to the Spirit of the Lord, that it may be able to hear what, glory to God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. God, I pray against that spirit that you that will bring anxiousness. As you said in Philippians, Lord, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, make our request known unto the Lord. And as we go over there, I make that request known. You said when we pray, glory to God, then give thanksgiving, and you said you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding. And glory to God, when you do that, you told us to think on those things, have this mindset, to think on the things that are just and true and noble, glory to God, and of a good report. We believe in you of the report of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And God, we know, glory to God, when we pray, everything may not turn out at the timing and what we think of, but you know all things. You're omnipotent, omnipresent. When we pray, we can only cast these cares and these concerns to you and believe you by faith that you're going to work the miracles. God, but whatever you do, glory to God, we just have to trust and believe you and rest in peace, glory to God, on whatever the decision is. But God, until you tell us otherwise, we're going to pray. We're going to tear down them strongholds. We're going to uproot everything that the enemy has said, glory to God, to come to bind people up and bind us up and try to keep us, glory to God, from walking in our health and our healing and our wholeness. In the name of Jesus, every foreign thing that come up against these bodies that are not of you, we curse and cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. You made it. You created. You predestined us for some things, and the adversary trying to rob us of it, but he's a liar in the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We thank the Lord, glory to God. In him we live and move and have our beings. The enemy is always, glory to God, trying to steal, and glory to God, always trying to bring destruction, always trying to bring us into a place to try to entangle our feet, always trying to snare us, always trying to do something, glory to God, to keep us from recognizing the true, glory to God, of our inheritance or what God has called us to be and to have, but he's a liar. We thank God, glory, part of our inheritance is in it, being healthy and whole and being, glory to God, walking the wealth and the truth of the Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for the perpetual praise that you're going to cause to come into people's mouths as they thank God and teaching us how to thank you, not thank you right now and hoping and the maybes and the shoulda and the coulda and okay up and down and roller coaster. God, but God, get us in a place that we take on your word and that we can give thanksgiving in the midst of the trial. It's not always easy, but if we, glory to God, continue to press and pursue and persevere, glory to God, it'll get to that place that, as you said, if we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he'll flee. Ah, babo, shere, kononono, sata, hallelujah, and take on the whole arm of God. And those that can't pray for themselves and be effective in their prayers or walking in carnality and making prayer requests, because God, help us to stand faithful and stand firm, glory to God, to pray for them so that there will be an awakening, that will be a healing, there will be a deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, in your word, let us know in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done for you. Glory to God. We just trust the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the confidence that we have toward you, that if we ask anything according to your will in Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hears us. And whatever we ask, we will know that we have the request that we ask him in the name of Jesus. God, help us, glory to God, not just to just repeat some words, but get that words in our spirit and with that into a knowing and an assurance. Not, glory to God, have the head knowledge, but that assurance in our spirit, man, that when we pray, glory to God, that those things that we pray will come to pass and that God is faithful to his word. But he needs some people that will trust and believe in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you. God, help us, glory to God, to use these weapons that you've given us. Help us to be skillful. Help us to be wise. Help us to use them. Help us to use our tongue, glory to God, for righteousness and holiness and to glorify and magnify you, and that it will be glory, blessing to the hearer in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we honor you and we glorify you and we thank you, Lord God, for the blessings, a plan of deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering these minds, delivering these bodies. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The line is open again for the prayer warriors. Anybody online to pray tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, if there is any way that we have in this third night of any interference, glory to God, on this line concerning the prayers, lines being opened up, we cancel that assignment, that they will be open and that hindrance will stop and cease. It will not interfere with the prayers that you have told us to go forward in and to intercede in and to stand firm, glory to God, as intercessors and prayer warriors on the behalf of your people as well as ourselves and one another. In the name of Jesus, bless your name. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, he shall be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yep, that's a call coming in now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The phone won't let you get through the phone, the lines either. Okay, then, praise God. Well, I'm going to try to send some text our sister. I thought it was some technical difficulties. Something had to be going on, so I've been praying. I'm not even sure whether it's going through for me praying. I know the Blog Talk line has been open, and I know this is a recording, but we have to let the enemy know that we rebuke and bind him up and believe in God. So I'm going to try to see if I can reach Dr. Dorsey and see if she can, if there's anything she can do if she's online. But in the meantime, we're going to keep. Okay. I'm still here. Praise the Lord. You can't, the line is not open still? Yeah. Okay, then something is wrong because I was blocking it tonight. This is our third night of this foolishness, but we were believing the Lord this is the last night of it. I'm going to call Dr. Dorsey and try to find out what's going on. But in the meantime, even though it might have been recorded, we're thanking the Lord for deliverance. So can you hear me? You couldn't you hear me when I'm on the prayer line? Get through. Okay, then just be in agreement with me while we're praying then, okay? All right, love you. See, we know the enemy is a liar. Praise the Lord. We're sorry for that interruption, but it's also to be out there and let you know that even those that are on the line, that the adversary is fighting, but glory to God, greater is he on the inside of us and he is after us. So we're going to trust the Lord that he's going to bless and bring deliverance. So that's probably why I could not see anybody tonight, because the fact that he was blocking, the lines got blocked some type of way. But in the meantime, as my sister said, we can hear the prayers that are going forth. We're going to continue in prayer. So right now, until we can get this breakthrough, next thing we're going to do is pray for our youth. And we know that there's some challenging times that are going on with them right about now, as always, but seem like it's just more so at this hour and the time that the enemy has been doing some things. But we thank God for a lot of our children being able to get back to school safely without allowing not allowing the enemy to come in and rob them of their lives or their health. And even though there might have been some things that did occur, what he had planned, because of all the prayers that had gone forth, he wasn't able to accomplish. So it is Shabbat. Hallelujah. It's so much still yet to be thankful for in the midst of it all. And sometimes it looks like we're not making any progress, but then we have to also look at, nevertheless, what could have happened and what the enemy wanted to should have happened, God blocked and interfered. Even though it may not seem like it was the greatest or the blessed, the blessing in this, God know how to work it around for the good. So as we come in the presence of the Lord tonight, stand it on his word in the name of Jesus, as we believe in God for total deliverance in the name of Jesus, even for those that got in some of our homes as prayer warriors, as pastors and ministers of the gospel, that challenging times are going on in some of the believers' home, because the enemy does not want the work of the kingdom to be going on. So even when the families are standing together the best they know how, or they have pastors or leaders or warriors in the house, he's going to try to fight and divide and try to bring shame and confusion to make it look like it's not happening. But we got to stand on this wall like Nehemiah, no matter how the enemy try to taunt or try to bring chaos or confusion, try to bring us down, or try to use things over to God to lure us off the wall. We got to have that assurance. I was assigned by God to come on this wall or to do this work, and I'm not going to allow the thief to come in and steal from me and steal my family, steal the blessed plan that God has for us. So we just got to stand firm and stand on the word, glory to God, and move according to what the word says and not move by what we see and what we are feeling. In the name of Jesus, Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight, God, as we stand in your presence. God, we come in on behalf of our youth. We know, glory to God, at this hour, hallelujah, the various trials they're going through, and they're living in a time, glory to God, different from the time that we were and when we were coming up as time and the people before us. But in the meantime, God, we stand in the gap tonight, binding up and canceling out the assignments of the thief that want to snuff out the lives of our children, that want to change the destiny, the course that God has planned for them, for glory to God, for them going forward to be used greatly for the kingdom of God and for them to get their education, for them to have a life, glory to God, without torment and not being, glory to God, oppressed and depressed and caught up on suicide and caught up on drugs and alcoholic and illicit sex and going out doing murder and genocide and so forth and so on. The devil is a lie, the blood of Jesus. For those that walking around feeling hopeless and walking around like they're a zombie, like they're walking dead, the devil is a lie. You're just feeling empty inside. And all glory to God, those that have been abused in their homes and been raped and incest, and some glory to God, their identity been changed. Some of them, glory to God, don't even. Some people that are loving the Isaiah, glory to God, are being in the homosexual acts, and some, glory to God, is because they're being tormented and have gone through. They don't lost their identity. They don't know who they are and what they're feeling or what they feel and whatever like this. So they're playing both sides. Some are just bisexual. Some, glory to God, are just caught up, glory to God, in the hype and just been testing the ground because of the feel and the drugs and acts. Or other, glory to God, are just bitter and angry and just want to kill, want to murder. Some, glory to God, against disobedience to their parents and murdering them. Or parents murdering their children, and some are, glory to God, of some of the hideous crimes, and glory to God, even separating members of the bodies and stuff like this, and doing just anything the enemy is just plotting in their mind because their mind has been tormented, and things of people going around, and even with our youth are being used, glory to God, in these military situations across country, they turn back around and blow themselves up and psych them up and got them psyched up, glory to God, and so many demonic forces. Some are caught up in activity, glory to God, of the skull and doing this and practicing witchcraft and black magic and all this, and some are just caught up, glory to God, in the Ouija board. Some are caught up in the Pokemon and all this other kind of stuff. Anything the enemy pull out, they just allure them as well as adults as well. But we're focused on the youth and how they're just torment. Some, glory to God, are getting misinformation about who Jesus Christ is and all these other gods and all these other idols. Some, glory to God, got their idols as the athletes and God, these stars and this, and when they fall and things happen, then their life, glory to God, is almost like, oh, what happened to my hero, this, that, and that. But there's only one good and perfect, glory to God, one, and that's Jesus Christ. And he is, glory to God, Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the Messiah. He's the one that can change our lives, because we look back at some of us that were so bitter and so angry and so frustrated and did so many different kind of hideous things and got caught up. But God came in and changed lives. And thank God for those that are out there now, that their lives have been changed. Now they're trying to glory to God, the influence of the anointing of Jesus Christ, where they done came out of drugs, they done come out of murder, they done came out of illicit, they done came out of prison, they done came, and God changed their lives. Some of them were so bitter and they did all kinds of things. And so God is a God, glory to God, of second chance, third chance, from the beginning of time in the Word of God all the way up until now, in the name of Jesus. So many things that were committed against the crimes against the Spirit of the Lord and people, and God has came in and changed lives and hearts. He's doing it today. The enemy making it look like, because it seemed like on a large scale, nothing is happening. But God is true to his word. He is a deliverer. He's a healer. He's a savior. He's a burden bearer. He's our strong tower, high tower. He is able to turn glory to God with the worst situation and scenario round, glory to God, that he may get glory. He can take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh. He can go back and cause water to come out of a rock. He opened up the Red Sea. He, glory to God, is a God, glory to God, when people have done some things so horrible and hideous to one another, and then God will turn back around and take that same heart that was so bitter and turn around and now outwitting souls. Oh, there's nothing too hard for God. So we pray for this youth, regardless of what the devil says and how the enemy tried to make it look like, that for parents to give up on them, and even for the ones that the enemy has caused this, some of them have been in so many incidents, accidents, and running from this place and running from that place and doing things and look like, God, when are they going to wake up? But God, I pray you encourage the parents to continue to hold on, to hold fast, and to keep the faith and glory to God, and know that the affection for the prayers of the righteous man does avail much, and that we are fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. We are fighting against the forces of the enemy that come to rob, steal, and destroy. And you said even in Ephesians 6, even for the children that will be rebellious and stubborn and glory to God and disobedient, glory to God, we curse and cancel that and bind it up and cast that spirit out and command it to be loose from the assignment, because some are so rebellious and so stubborn. Some things came from the things that have been through. Other ones sometimes are just generation curses and things, glory to God, that just picked up along the way from peer pressure or watching, glory to God, stuff that's going on out there in the media or going out on the television or going out there, hallelujah, in their electronics and seeing various things in their eye gates or peer pressure or dare situations, but the blood of Jesus against it. We bind up the force of the enemy that will try to attach itself and bind them, especially in the body, God. Help us, glory to God, as believers, to be watchful and prayerful and be concerned about our own in our homes as well as we out there watching and praying for others. But help us to be steadfast, glory to God, as parents and grandparents and even those that are guardians and ones, glory to God, that are mentors of those things that are going on, so they can be able to help those that, glory to God, and guide them in the path they need to go. Ephesians 6, glory to God, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, which promised that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and the admonition of the Lord. And God, we ask you, Lord God, even to help the parents that, glory to God, from deliverance that are, glory to God, cause some of their children to be provoked to wrath in the name of Jesus. Some that are talk to them and call them bitter and stupid and crazy, or turn back around and want to separate this one and make this one better than the other one, downplay the other one, try to provoke the other one, supposed to be being better, but whatever, what they're doing is just setting up division and confusion and hurt. And sometimes, just like with Joseph's brothers and whatever, when Father, glory to God, wanted to give that brother, give that son a coat of many colors and separate him from the rest, opening doors for other things. Even though God can work some things for good, we never know how the outcome when we turn back around and bring division in the house. Oh, glory to God. We're asking the Lord to help right now for the parents. Help the children. Be a glory to God where they can walk in harmony and love, where they'll be love one another, where husband and wife and sisters and brothers and cousins and who are all glory to God and family members, they won't be so bitter and fighting and hurting and destroying one another and shooting and killing and bringing division and things, glory to God, that will cause others to be hurt and bring harm to them. God, I'm praying a change. I'm praying, glory to God, for a desire for God, a desire for the one to do better, a desire for education, a desire, glory to God, for change, a desire for them to have hope and for the find hope. We're praying for the believers as they wake up and recognize, God, we got to do better even in our prayer life. Some we may be able to reach right away and be able to talk to. Some we may be able to interact with. Some we may be able to right away out of the fire. Others we may have to just pray. But help us be faithful and not get caught up on what they're doing, not doing. Because man works on the looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. He knows, glory to God, what is in the heart of man. And even sometimes when it looks like nothing's going on, God is breaking down, tearing down some things. And sometimes just before, glory to God, a breakthrough comes, we can be able to let go. And that's the time we need to be holding on. And God will go there, getting ready to make a transition or transformation. And glory to God, we allow something come out of our mouth or something that we do, or something, glory to God, where we just gave up. Help us, glory to God, be persistent until God releases us in the name of Jesus, in our prayers and even in our working for those, glory to God, working towards helping those to come through. Because in your words, be not weary in well-doing, we're going to reap if we faint not. Help us, glory to God, the reward that we're praying for, glory to God, for those deliverance, for those, glory to God, are in bondage and need, glory to God, healing and need, glory to God, encouragement, whether spiritual, natural, or physically. God, we need your help. Now, right about now, in the name of Jesus. So, Satan, we serve notice on you and all your little cohorts. We bind you up and take authority over you, command you to loose your hold off of their minds in the name of Jesus. And so many children so sick all around the globe. If it's not this crazy cancer, this and we know man is doing some things, and we know the enemy is doing some things through man in the name of Jesus. But God, pull the covers off and bring deliverance, because there's some things over to God. We do believe there's some healings out there. But in the meantime, because we want to keep the drugs going, we want to keep, glory to God, some of the doctors, glory to God, we want to keep everybody having a job for this, that, and the other. They have a purpose, but it's not for the kind of things where some get greed in and doing some things over to God to bring harm and bring God exposure we believe in. But, God, we're praying for wisdom as we pray one for another and pray for our children and pray for those that are less fortunate and pray for those that need that healing in those areas. And, glory to God, whether it's physical, spiritually, or naturally, some, glory to God, are just mentally incapacitated because all the stuff and the torment that's in their minds. God, we believe in you for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Help us that we don't allow ourselves to be entrapped and snared by so much pressure and running here and there, and sometimes we're missing God in the things we need to do in our homes, glory to God, so we can be more in discernment and be able to rest and watch and pray the way that we need to and be more effective, because we're running to the church. We're running past the church, going to church. Glory to God, we got to do this. We got to take this. We got to go to soccer. We got to go this. We got to take this. We got this meeting. We got this meeting. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do that. Oh, yeah, and I got to go to school. And I got to get this accomplished. I got to do this. I got a meeting. I got whatever. And sometimes we just like in the mix. God is on the shelf. Them out when we need it. Thanks, glory to God, even with the children or the family or the relationships, or glory to God with the husbands and wives. Sometimes we are missing it because we are so busy, so busy. Oh, everybody busy, so busy that we just etch God out and call him back in when we need it. Oh, it's not so. It's just his mercy and grace that giving us opportunity, glory to God, to get some things in alignment. God, we're praying in the name of Jesus for change. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the mercy of God. We thank you, God, for a heart, glory to God, of thanksgiving, that, God, it would be a heart, glory to God, those things have been cast out and bind up and loose from the assignment against them, God, that they'll have a spirit of obedience to the Spirit of God, obedience to parents, obedience, glory to God, for government, those that are in authority, glory to God, in a place of submission, break up that fallow ground or that bitterness and that heartache and that disappointment. Pray, glory to God, for rescuing them that's in situation that need to come out, even the drug trafficking and the other stuff that's got them covered up in human trafficking. Some of this, glory to God, even for the young people, even pornography and homosexuality, bind up and curse and cancel that assignment, command to be loose from them, and even the things that the eye gate is seeing, some of the things, glory to God, that enticing them in their flesh to do things and do things, glory to God, that are contrary, even for those that are caught up because they're hurt and bitter, glory to God, cutting on themselves and doing all, we curse and cancel that, those, glory to God, that want to take drugs, trying to get high, those that out there, glory to God, and doing other things, those, glory to God, and caught up in sex and murder and all that other kind of stuff. They're getting their highs off of all kinds of stimulants. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. We bind you up and command you to loose your hold and go back to the dry place in which you came. We call forth life to them. God, give them opportunity to have a choice to say, I accept Jesus. Glory to God. And an opportunity, glory to God, to want to live for him, to want to get an education, to want to go to college, want to go to school, want to make a career, want to use the gifts and the talents that they have and the skillful gifts. Some may have such a talent, they don't even have to even go to college. They just have such a gifting that, well, God, don't let the enemy just rob them. And even some that downplay them and make it look light and make it look like, oh, it's not worth it or whatever, or some things in their dreams and visions they have for their accomplishing things, everything is not what we see as a parent or grandparent or what somebody else think of. God, give them an identity for themselves. But God, put people in their path to encourage them, to build them, especially teachers, God, and pastors and parents, glory, they have such a great influence in life. Well, they look back, even grown people and people that are old and way up in age, and look back and can remember how they were treated as a child, how they were treated with a teacher, how they were treated, glory to God, in ministry. God, help it not to be so as some of us play several of those roles, that we will be in place, in position, that whatever we do, it'll be glorifying the Lord. And whatever mistakes we make, help us to forgive us, glory to God, and we can't do anything about spilled milk. We can't do anything about that, glory to God, of that liquid that's been poured into the ground and can't be poured back into the vessel. Glory to God, we can't do anything about scrambled eggs as they scramble. Now, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? What do we do with this? So, God, even some parents need to forgive themselves and let go. Some need to, glory to God, forgive some people that have done some things to them so it just won't be a continuous cycle, breaking and destroying those yokes so we can go forward. And we can be delivered, and we can be better, and not continue to bitter, glory to God, because some is even being saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, still got some hateful, bad dispositions about them. In the name of Jesus, we're praying for healing. Some even in leadership, God, we are praying for those that need some deliverance, so that we can be better with our children and the youth and the people that we're saying. So we can't be one-sided. Glory to God, over here we're good in that, and we're overcoming here, triumphing in that, more than a conqueror here, but still yet this other thing keep like a bowling ball knocking things down. In the name of Jesus, because we won't let go of that bitterness, won't let go of that unforgiveness, won't let go of that, so that way we can move forward and let that light shine in us so our children and our youth and people around us can see, glory to God, the Christ. In the name of Jesus, you say they're going to know that the love that we have one for another by, know that we're your disciples, by the love we have one for another. And if our children can't see it at home, those are the ones that see you every day, if the husband and wife can't see it at home, what is that perpetrating the fraud out there for everybody? Oh, for the put on a front and put on a show, put on your mask, the devil is a liar, the blood of Jesus. God, I'm praying for exposure for every one of us, everything that we're not walking right like you were supposed to, and you done gave us chance after chance. I pray, glory to God, that we get this thing right, and so that way we can line up with what your word said, and forgive those that have hurt us, and forgive ourselves, and let's move forward to get accomplished and not let the enemy bring us back down, go back in our minds or through other people, Lord, and take on what God's report says about us, fearfully, wonderfully made in the Lord, letting go and letting God, not to repent, glory to God, because I got caught, not to repent just to go back because you brought us out. Not in the feel good, and those that are in fornication too, those, glory to God, that are caught up, glory to God, in adultery, those that, glory to God, are doing things, and even for some of these children that are caught up in seeing all this, bringing a man in, bringing a woman with a woman, a man with a man, even if it's heterosexual, and just doing all kinds of things over the children, and some of the children are being raped by these people, and just don't want to let go. This ain't no man. That is, glory to God, just a vessel that's, glory to God, that's a male or just a female, because the love that we have and for one another and for our children, glory to God, ought to manifest protection and shielding in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm praying for deliverance. I pray against every satanic and demonic force, and no matter how dead the devil gets about this prayer line or other prayer lines or prayer warriors or individual, I pray that we're going to be covered under the blood. We're going to stand firm. We're going to see the joy of the Lord, walk in the joy of the Lord, peace of God. We're going to have, glory to God, the abundance and the overflow. We're going to have those necessary, glory to God, finances to do what you want us to do in ministry in our homes, and we're going to be able to be the head and not the tail and above and not beneath, being manifested because it's already been said, bringing it down in the spiritual realm, glory to God, into the natural and manifest God in the place, glory to God, calling us in more of joy and peace, calling us more into a place of belief, calling us more into a place of trusting and knowing that, glory to God, the blessings of the Lord do add rich and make him no sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give God glory, praise, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to try this again. Any of the lines open for prayer? Or this enemy is still fighting, but we're going to give God praise. God, we bless you. We don't know all what the all prayer requests are tonight, but we know that the God of our salvation, author and finisher of our faith, know all things and everything. As we praying for families and praying for our nation, praying for glory to God, our presidency, praying glory to God for one another, praying glory to God for the anointing, praying for yokes to be destroyed, praying for unity in the body of Christ, praying glory to God for the peace of God and glory to God, and praying for some direction, praying for the financial blessings, glory to God, that if some of us are standing in while we're standing for others and praying and standing in proxy, God, we're believing you for the believers that you're getting ready to do some miraculous things, even for these prayer warriors that stand so faithfully in praying, even for those that are on the line tonight and just in agreement with prayer and praying on the other side but can't get through for us to pray because of whatever the technical difficulty is. Nevertheless, we're going to thank you, Lord God, for moving on their behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for moving in their homes and saving their children and bringing deliverance to them in the name of Jesus. Some things that glory, God, we're all praying for a higher, a greater, and a dearer depth in you, God, the yokes being destroyed. As you reveal things unto us, that we allow you to come in, pull the masses off, and glory, God, pull those things off, glory to God. Hallelujah. And let us, glory to God, be in a place that we yield ourselves and let you do the surgery that's needed, that's being on the potter's wheel. And glory, because we're the clay and you're the potter, that we don't dictate to you what we think it ought to be, but God, we come into a place, nevertheless, not at your word, at thy will be done. In the name of Jesus, I pray for encouragement. I pray for enlightenment. I pray for peace. I pray, glory to God, for debt cancellation. I pray for some things miraculous, even if it's only a few days before this month is over, but some supernatural, phenomenal things to happen in blessings and things to be released and things you want done. And as you bless, glory to God, even leading up to the next month, God, that even in this month or coming into September, hearing praise reports of the miraculous healing and deliverance and glory to God and for encouragement and the financial blessings and some breakthroughs and things that we can say, nobody did this but God. I don't care how big the debt been, glory to God, or how small it's been, or how great the sickness been, or how great, glory to God, the trauma or the thing in the marriage or the home or with our children or glory out in ministry or whatever. Yoke destroying power of Jesus Christ going to bring in some miraculous, phenomenal move of God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, glory to God. If we can just trust and believe, we will receive so many. It's how faith, glory, how big our faith is. You unlimited, our faith get to that place of limited, we will see, glory to God, your hand moving in a miraculous way. God, we just thank you for your greatest, our faithfulness. God, we thank you right now for destroying yokes works and any deception that's, glory to God, in the body of Christ, that, glory to God, forgiveness and love will reign. We thank you, Lord God, even in this government, even, glory to God, in this thing with this presidency and this stuff that's going. But God, I thank you that you want us to feed our spirit with the word, what your word says, so we'll be caught up on what you say regardless of what we hear. In the name of Jesus, be like water rolling off a duck back. We'll be conscious of it and we'll have concerns, but we won't go back get up in fearful and fretfulness that, glory to God, we know who governs our lives and who is holding the future, glory to God. We may not know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. But our faith got to be, glory to God, I will not be moved. I'll be steadfast, unmoved, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. God, I thank you for turning some things around. I thank you for some healing that we are believing you for. While we are standing in the gap, glory to God, persisting and pursuing, God, it's time now for some breakthrough in these bodies. In the name of Jesus, because some of the things that have been attacked by, it's not because sin been our life, because we've been persistent in pursuing, but it's been, glory to God, the enemy wants to do for hindrance. God, it's some things that some people are, glory to God, caught up in, you want to, and glory to God, you're bringing some attention to, but glory to God, some things, doors have been opened, but it's a lot of believers that are standing firm and walking in holiness and right, and they've been attacked by the enemy to try to slow them down, to try to close their mouth, or try to cause them, glory to God, to be fixed in, focus on, glory to God, what they're going through, so they can't be effective in everything that God has given them in revelation knowledge and dreams and revelation of, glory to God, things you reveal and concerning the enemy and concerning the body of Christ and concerning, glory to God, hallelujah, people for getting their deliverance and people, glory to God, being saved and some, glory to God, to witness to and some, glory to God, to encourage or some, glory to God, to give gifts to or some to sow into their lives, whether it's in our time or in our finances or monetary or whether it's time, glory to God, and doing some things over to God to build them up or whatever. He is always busy. But God, I'm praying, glory, I breakthrough for us. The more we press into you and go seek out your face, and you said, glory to God, if we glory to God, draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us. But as we draw nigh, that means, glory to God, there's no flesh on parade there. There's no way that flesh going to glory in your sight. That spirit, the spirit, that glory to God, as we come in your presence and abide in your word and your word abide in us, then we can have that faith and assurance and know, glory to God, as we come to the throne, we are going to receive in confidence that you said, I come against the delays. And we know delay don't mean a denial, but even some things that's been delayed, we cancel that aside. We speak in restoration. We are praying restoring and some things. Sevenfold blessings coming. Hallelujah. We are thanking you, Lord God, for, glory to God, overflow. We are thanking you, Lord God, and not just for it to trickle here and there and just a gush all of a sudden, and then it just shut down like a dam. We're praying, glory to God, a breakthrough in the name of Jesus, that the dam break, glory to God, and it just floodgates open in the name of Jesus. We're just praying blessings in the name of Jesus. Help us to abide in what your word is saying. Do what you say so we'll be covenant keepers, not covenant breakers, and we can see the miraculous move of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. People saved, delivered, set free, healed, and whole. Marriages coming together. Families coming together, children, glory to God, respecting their parents, and parents, glory to God, have respect and glory to God and doing right by their children. We're praying, glory to God, for even business people and glory to God being wise and being, glory to God, in a manner, glory to God, that do right by those that work for them in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that there be change in our presidency, glory to God, in the government and all that greed and all the stuff that people are doing. And then when crisis come up, glory to God, people lining their pockets instead of the people that are in the crisis getting the funds. God, expose your change, turn. Pray, glory to God, for the things that are going on, even with the police department and things that they have some good ones and some things that people are trying to do what's right in there. Other ones in there corrupting and causing things to turn around. We're against the glory, but I got the ISIS and all the ones that want to be these homegrown crimes and all kind of stuff for blow up and terrorist attacks and all kinds of stuff. The devil has been a terrorist attack on the believers ever since the beginning of time, but this kind of terrorist attack that we're talking about as well as these physical things want to come and just kill up and burn innocent people, we plead the blood of Jesus. Lord, start showing even before it even happened and what plot and plan, where they at, exposing them. Oh, shout out to Mosa, just like you had that prophet, glory to God. I'm not sure whether it was Elijah or Elisha, but Elijah, whatever, glory to God, when revealing what was going on, glory to God, against their enemy in the quarters of the king or whoever it was, glory to God, and they wanted to know why every time they get ready to go out, hallelujah, glory to God, that Israel, glory to God, already knew what their attack and their plan was. God, I thank you, Lord God. You can still do that through the prophets. You can do it through the prayer wars. You can do it through those ones that are pray and seek out your face and pray, glory to God, you reveal things and place it in the heart of those that want to do right, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray. praying for those that are in the closet, that's in the government, that's those in the closet that are in, glory to God, in other in Congress and in other lead places and stuff like this, and just kind of sitting back, that God put a conviction upon their hearts, that they will stand up and do what's right and do things in the order that God had called them to be to, and not be fearful and fretful. We come against, glory to God, those that want to be secure in their jobs, and they can, glory to God, have a PhD today, you blow on it, and they be fooled tomorrow and don't know their name. God, I'm praying, glory to God, even some of those as believers, we're so high-minded, all we're thinking about is giftings and getting caught up in recognizing men and getting caught up in prestige and those that are caught up, glory to God, and want a degrees, and so many degrees is higher than a thermometer, and glory to God, and don't have no power with it, and even those ones that do have a few gifts and stuff like this, right, so busy glorifying themselves and want people to glorify me and glorifying our Lord. God, we're talking about a time for deliverance. God, in the name of Jesus, that they don't even realize whatever anointing that they have is diminishing. God, we're praying for an awakening, that we will come together in unity and use these gifts and this power and this anointing that you give us for change. God, help us not be fearful and fretful of the enemy, even when you tell us to do something. And as soon as he do something and something happens and shake us a little bit, oh, the devil. And oh, no, we're going to stand on God's word, because you're going to turn this word, turn that thing around, and we're going to get free and be delivered and go be set free to be able to do greater works. So, God, help us, God, to keep our faith, keep our trust in you, keep our joy, keep our peace. Help us, glory to God, just to rest in you. Help us, glory to God, to know that change is taking place and that your word is faithful and you're not a God that you should lie and your hand is not short that you can't deliver. In the name of Jesus, so we can run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We can soar like the eagle. We can be in that place, glory to God, that we just let go and let God and see how the handiwork of God. In the name of Jesus, stand on the word for healing. Stand on the word for deliverance. Stand on the word for peace. Stand on the word for joy. Stand on the word for being able to rest and not be tormented, going to sleep and rising up. And what about tomorrow? And I don't know about tomorrow. Pray for those, glory to God, that's gone through in the floods and the fires and all those different kinds of things where the enemy is bringing so much destruction in that. God, we know we're in the last days, but we're in the world and not of the world. And you said we're not a partaker of it. But God, while we're here, we got to pray. Work while it's day. When night comes, we can, no man can work. We're going to be like, glory to God, even that stuff that was going on in Egypt, glory to God, when I was in Goshen, you took care of your own. So we believe even while we're here, you're going to take care of us, but we're on assignment. We got to be about the Father's business. So help us to look to you as the author and the finish of our faith. Help us, glory to God, as we pray for those that are going through at this hour and, glory to God, need of a Savior, even for ourselves. We ask you, Lord God, we need you. We need you like never before. Help us never to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to and that we've already obtained. But let us get in that place that we forget those things that are behind and press into you. Press into the mark. Press to the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to use that you've given us through wisdom that we've been through to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious, that we use those tools, glory to God, and the wisdom of it to be able to help others. As you said, when we, like you told Peter, when he's been converted, then you can strengthen your brother. You already warned him that the enemy came to steal, that the enemy came to sift him as wheat, but you said, glory to God, you came, that you, glory to God, praying that it's faithful or not, and you're doing intercession and being our advocate right now, too, as well. So help us, God, to have the faith, too, to know, glory to God, that if we stand firm, hallelujah, our faith won't fail. If we stand on your word and trust you, our faith won't fail. God, we bless you today. We honor you today. We glorify you today. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter. Help us not take it for granted. Help us not get caught up in greed and we forget to seek first the kingdom of God and all his rights and everything else will be added. Help us not to get caught up in covetousness. God, help us, glory to God, to be that people that you call for in these last days, that we can stand on your word and we can see the miraculous. God, I thank you, Lord God, for moving so in such a marvelous way. You're so wonderful and so sweet, and how you speak to us on our level and what we need at that hour and that time. Help us to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say so we can move accordingly and we won't get caught up and bombarded with confusion and chaos and this, that, and the other. But in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We honor you. Praise the Lord. Father, we bless you. Hear quiet. We're walking in the light. Father, we thank you for blessing Pastor Bird now with that request. We ask you, Lord God, to touch her body, that attack that came against Celia of her legs and her knees, and glory to God of that attack, glory to God, with the God, we believe in you for divine healing. Excuse me. We believe in you, glory to God, for total healing. That's prophets you set aside for such a time as this to do a great work. And all the things that you're doing through and revealing some things through dreams and other things you're speaking through prophecy and through words and standing on, he is a lion in the blood of Jesus. He's not going to slow it down. And you know he can't stop us. So we cancel the assignment of what he is. And we're praying for restoration and restoring, healing and deliverance and revealing continuously, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for Sister Cindy, God, that you are blessed, prophetess, that you continue to bless and deliver her body from that attack from cancer, glory to God, for he is not no hold on her. We're praying that she's going to be totally healed and whole from that. Strengthen her, strengthen her in her marriage and her family, glory to God, and on that job and the things that her body's been going through. We bless you, God. We're praying, God, for Sister Noel's son, God, that you continue to bless his mind. God, we're praying that you save, deliver that backslider. Bring him back in. And thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in the family and bringing, glory to God, the family together in healing and wholeness. We pray for Pastor Burton. We pray, glory to God, for that new building. We pray you continue to bless her, bless that church family, God. We're praying that the doors will be open, cancel the assignment of every hindrance that will come up against trying to block that door that you have said that she's to walk in, and it's not going to cost them as much, glory to God, as it would have been at one time. Going to come in the right place at the right time for a building. It was not going to cost them a lot to have it repaired or either just come everything already in place. Nothing's too hard. Too many words, too many things you've been spoken and saying, and too much, glory to God, that you've already promised us that the enemy is trying to rob and steal from. So we are thanking you for any day now, any time now. Thank you for the joy. Pray and thank you, Lord God, for blessing and touching her husband's body. He already has been through this trial. Deacon Burton with aorta been torn, and the miracle that you worked from there a few years ago, and now all of a sudden he's coming back saying it's torn again. God, you are healing there. We speak life to him, health and wholeness. We're praying you draw him even closer to you like never before. We're praying, glory to God, that he will stand firm and not walk in fear, but glory in faith. And as we stand with him, we're speaking that you're going to raise him up, and God, he's going to be stronger in you than like never before. We're praying, God, that you move in a miraculous way. We're praying, glory to God, for Sister Shaka. Just came out from the young girl, 36 years old, glory to God, 30. When the enemy was attacking her body and was threat of her heart, but even some of it swollen on one side. We are praying, glory, against that high blood pressure, that it will come down and be regulated, and all the things that she's been stressed with and gone through, even in her body and with family, that you will heal and bring deliverance to that young girl and young woman in the name of Jesus. We're praying you turn around, and even on the 26th, for her to have surgery. If it's so be it, God, for that back surgery with three vertebrates, God, and things still going on with her heart and her blood pressure, God, give her wisdom. Give the doctors wisdom on whether should go in or not. But we're praying, however you have been, we're praying deliverance and healing, holders, that she'll not have to go back through these things again. But God, I'm praying for a place back in you like never before, so that way she can be free and be delivered of those things that the enemy is trying to bind her up and take her life against in the name of Jesus. So we speak healing and wholeness to her in the name of Jesus. We just pray, glory to God, even for Sister McCormick's, glory to God, daughter with the lupus that the enemy is still trying to come up against and bind her up with it and causing pain. But we're thanking you for progress, no matter what it looks like, sound like. We're believing healing for her and deliverance. We're thanking you, Lord God, for saving our children and delivering them, and our grands and our great-grands and so forth. So many, glory to God, our prayer warriors, greats and grands and so forth, and even children need to be saved and need to be delivered. But God, we're on the wall trying to do what you require of us, and we believe in you that you're going to do this thing. And some that's all just backsliders need to come back in with the enemy trying to hold them captive. But we destroy that yoke and command it to be loose from it in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for our children that's going back to school, that's in school right now, that God bless, and the things that the enemy is not going to start crazy and a peer pressure and glory to God, bullies and all kinds of stuff to try to torment and agitate and aggravate, especially us in the body of Christ. God, we're praying for our children. Bless them. Give them a mind to want to learn and to learn, not to be tempted, glory to God, to yield to this and yield to that, and glory to God, fall prey, glory to God, for being intimidated by others so they find themselves in trouble doing things. But brother, make them strong. Help them understand the things they've been taught. Help us to be wise. Keep communication lines open with. Don't be so busy that we're just missing, and don't be so caught up that we're so protective and overprotective, but let it be a balance being led by the Spirit of the Lord. God, we just pray that you're protecting. We pray for those that can't fight for themselves, might be coming from a family that dysfunctional or whatever. God, we are praying some mentors out there, some people, glory to God, that's not going to take advantage of them, that will encourage and build them so they can come out of life, glory to God, with a better outlook, glory to God, that there's hope and there's dreams and visions that they can complete in life too as well. We just thank you so much, God. Without you, we can do nothing. I thank you for touching my body. Thank you for touching Glory to God, the warrior's bodies. We thank you for touching our minds, keeping us with a hunger and a thirst for your word and rightly dividing the word of truth. Glory to God, we thank you. Thank you for Alicia and Archie, God, as they just transitioned because of her husband's job, glory, being relocated, glory to God, in another state, that you would bless them as they travel, and glory to God, and as the Packers are packing up things this week, that everything, glory to God, would transition well for them. I pray that you continue to bless, draw them closer to you, closer to the word in their homes and then with one another and with their families, and God, doors to be open in whatever decision being made, God. I pray, God, that you would bless and help God them the more they get stronger in a stronger relation and deepen with you because of the call and the anointing on their lives. Pray for common leader too, God, as you bless in transition as her daughter's here and getting ready to come back to get ready for school. God, I pray even for Monty as she getting ready for school. Is she missing three to get back to East Coast, that you bless her, that she'll be caught up in still yet not be no delays, and she'll be able to get right back on the level, glory to God, of the anointing with what the classes are doing and do excellent work. Pray for all our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, that you will bless come leader on that side too with the things that she's facing, but how you blessing and keep her strong, keep holding on to your word and on your promise and wait on the Lord for those things that you've got to unfold for her. Pray, glory to God, for even myself as we transitioning back and believing God for that apartment, believing God that it is in place and on hold, that glory to God, when you get there won't be no complication, no problem, no setback. I'll be in the position in the place that you want me to be. We thank you for the overflow. Bless, glory to God, these vessels that, glory to God, was obedient to the prophet, that, glory to God, that did so. And God, we just thank you. We're praying for the overflow and whatever else is needed to finish completing the task to get transition out of here in the name of Jesus. But we thank you for protection. We thank you, Lord God, for a great flight, praying for a good pilot, praying no foolishness on the plane, glory to God, or at the airport, or no interference, no confusion, glory to God, with those that are going to aid or assist, that we'll get to our destination safely. Continue to bless and open doors and continue to move in a miraculous. Pray for the blessings on that end for the finance. Pray everything fall in place there, even when it's transition time for the place. We just believe in you, glory to God, and other things, glory to God, that we're just not spoken tonight with so many that, glory to God, are just praying and interceding for others that you move on their behalf. That's why I said in this month, in September, as the months go unfold, but some special things for these warriors in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bless you for all that you do. God, I bind up every satanic and demonic force that come against the prayers, the intercession, the things. We pray against the spirit that keep coming up against this blog talk when it's time for the lines to be open for people to pray and some can come in and some can't. We plead about whatever technical difficulty, anything that personally we need to do that we don't have knowledge of, need to do on it to rectify it. God, we asking you for change. We asking you, Lord God, to work it out. We asking you, Lord God, to bless in a special way. We're praying, God, that you will bless every warrior and every ones that are praying in churches and in buildings and in secret places and behind the scenes around the world, around the globe, standing in the gap, interceding, praying for deliverance and healing and holding and salvation. Bless them, keep them, and protect them and shield them and continue to open doors and open hearts that they can receive God's word in the name of Jesus. Help us to be about our Father's business, not in lip service only, but indeed in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you as we decree and declare blessings overflow continuously and miraculous blessings to flow. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We glorify the Lord, even though others in the background is praying. We're at the care of the Lord tonight. We believe God. And, oh, the way I was feeling earlier, I'm like, oh, it's probably just going to be an hour tonight. It's probably just going to be an hour. God, I tell you, as it kept coming to my spirit, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. When God got an assignment, regardless of what that flesh is feeling or what's going on, he will do the miraculous and give you joy with it. So we just got to stay on our post and our assignment, be determined, glory to God, and let that fire that's burning on the inside, let the Holy Spirit do the leading, God, and continue to burn out everything that's not like God is in it, but let the fire burn so that it'll cause a burning for us that want to do more, want to desire more, want to fulfill more of the will of the Lord. And God, some of those, even as believers, some of the things they've been through, God, on masses, I'm praying demass. Come down to a place and say, I'm going to take the mask off. I want to, whatever hurt, whatever disappointment, whatever things, whatever prestige, whatever power, whatever things that have been selfish, whatever things have been covenant, whatever things have been in jealous or envy, that I'm putting them things on the altar. I'm not going to put on one face and another face here and another face there. I'm, glory to God, going to be who God called me to be and find out who he called me to be. And I'm not going to let the enemy steal my inheritance, and I'm not going to give it up either in the name of Jesus. So I just pray for us as the body that, glory to God, we will be on one accord. We will do what's right. We're different fishermen using different kinds of bait, but all of us, glory to God, from the same source, Jesus Christ. So the anointing ought to be with, glory to God. We're connected, and if the identity ought to be for the same for all of us in the name of Jesus, regardless of the assignment. We bless the Lord. We give you glory, prayer, blood covering, as we travel back and forth in the spiritual realm and the physical realm, and glory to God, and wherever the Lord assigns us, even in our travels. As we obey the Lord tonight, we're going to, glory to God, release the lines, and we're going to give praise and glory to the Lord and say, Shalom, Shalom. Blessing to each one of you. Bless the Lord. Prayerfully, we'll get an opportunity to speak to a few of you before we get ready to leave Tulsa, Oklahoma, headed back to the east coast of Charlotte, North Carolina. And the ministry is still going because that's where it came out of, Charlotte. We're just on assignment here, and we continue to move forward in the name of Jesus. So continue to pray one for another in the name of Jesus. My assignment is to be released from the city during the month of August the 31st to take our flight. So we believe in God that he's going to bless and move in a miraculous way, that we'll be there on that other side and touch bases with you all to let you know by the time I get there whether that will be going on that week or we'll pick up the following week. But in the meantime, be blessed of the Lord. And if the Lord say the same on the fourth Sunday, there's a possibility, it's not a definite yet, that because it may be, so I'll be in the city, that we may have that particular night for the fourth Sunday meeting and that Monday night for prayer, since I'll still be in Tulsa. But in the meantime, if anything changes, we will get that word out to you. But continue to pray as we continue to take this journey on whatever God is doing, and as God has you on the journey he has you on, that we all meet up together doing whatever he's required of us, and we're jointly accomplish the mission that God has set for us in the power of the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right, so long. And thank you again for the blessings of the Lord that added rich in the blessings that God blessed for the sacrifices, and pray continued overflow blessings back to you in Jesus' name. Good night. Amen. Love you in Jesus' name.